It is, what's the time? 20 minutes now past 4 o'clock. There was a cyber attack on Transnet's systems 5 days ago. Transnet declared force majeure, but says in a force majeure meaning that because of a situation out of their control, they regard themselves as not bound by any contracts that they had in operation at the time of the force majeure event. But they say in what comes across as a fairly positive statement that the force majeure is expected to be lifted soon, and that significant progress has been made in restoring Transnet's IT systems. Some applications may continue to run slowly over the next few days while monitoring continues. All operating systems brought back in a staggered manner to minimize further risks of interruptions. And basically, the tone of their statement is, yeah, it happened, but we got on top of it pretty quickly and the damage has been limited. And then I read stories in other media saying that ships are already starting to bypass South African ports. Terry Gale is chair of the Exporters Club, Western Cape, an umbrella body for importers and exporters in the province. Terry, a very good afternoon to you.
John, thank you so much. Good to be with you again as well.
And the impact of the cyber attack on import and export through our port?
Well, John, I talk from a Western Cape perspective, but to be honest with you, the situation is actually dire. Really, it is, and you are quite correct. Vessels are starting to bypass Cape Town as well. I am aware that Durban is slowly coming back on stream from the point of view that they're still working manually. So none of what we call the NAVA system has actually started operating. The manual system, as you can all understand, is a very, very slow process. I know Cape Town did work. I think they worked 4 vessels over the weekend, once again, very slowly. And this again is.
So can I interrupt, Terry, and ask four vessels over the weekend, if they weren't working manually, how many would they traditionally have done over a weekend?
Well, you know that in Cape Town, we're talking again, Cape Town Terminal can take three of the large vessels at the berth there. So you're looking, I'm talking the whole weekend as well, probably from when we went into the situation, which was on Thursday morning until Sunday, they could have worked on average maybe almost 3 vessels a day. So you're looking at an in normal condition. So you're looking at, that just gives you an idea of the impact. And of course, our biggest problem is at the moment that what they're handling at the moment is the imports and the exports, because of what we call a stack system, which is purely NAVIS controlled and part of the IT system, that has not been operational since last Thursday. So in other words, we have not been able to load export boxes, get them into the terminal for almost a week now. This coming Thursday will be a week, and of course that has a major, major impact, taking also into account that we are in our citrus season as well. I do believe some citrus containers have moved into the port of Durban, but nothing export-wise has actually moved to the terminals of Cape Town at all since last Thursday. So this has a huge, huge impact on our industry. We have many industry stakeholders that actually have contracts in place for a just-in-time delivery, guaranteed weekly service from Cape Town. In particular, I talk on the American market, I talk on the UK market, which is a direct link between Cape Town to London Gateway, direct link between Cape Town to Newark, New York, with no delays or anything like that. So this affects not anything else, but also affects South Africa's credibility as a port system as well.
Because you know, one can say, "Oh, it's delayed 5 days; it's still going to get there." If it's furniture, or you can go, "Oh dear, those oranges and the cold storage of those oranges—they're going to arrive in not perfect condition." But I mean, all of these things are happening. There are impacts at different levels.
Yeah, exactly. And I say this, the sad reality is that we were, through COVID, obviously we've suffered as well. And to be frank with you, this is the last thing that industry can actually afford at this moment in time. And I don't want to talk out of turn or anything like that, but But I do believe Transnet as such could be more forthcoming, because there are so many different theories and stories that are going around in the marketplace. Take us into your confidence. Tell us exactly what is happening. Tell us basically this is what we did. I must say we had a good meeting this morning with Transnet and Western Cape government that threw a lot of light on and answered questions, but not all the questions that we want answered. We shouldn't have to have a webinar. We should be kept up to date. The shipping lines are keeping it up to date, Terry, as they can, but there's still conflicting interests. Sorry.
Were you given an explanation as to what Transnet believes the motive for the cyber attack was?
Well, there again, we have all these conspiracy theories, you know. So, some say it's just a cyber attack, as we've seen what has been happened globally. There are quite a lot of issues with cyber attacks. You know, of course, in South Africa, was it related to what happened, the violence in KwaZulu-Natal? Does it stem from that? You know, so again, they're not actually being open, transparent with us. I mean, we are their clients. We need to know. We're not going to run away from the situation. But if we know the situation, we can face the reality of it as well. You know, so you don't want to say too much, because we don't actually, at this moment in time, we actually don't know. So that's real.
Have you picked up from Transnet, or have you picked up from the port the sense that Transnet tries to create in the media release, which I read part of, that things are improving, that systems, the digital systems, the electronic systems are coming back, and not everything needs to be manually done anymore?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, I that's something that I read that press release as well. From what I see, I don't actually know, because Navis as such is part of the biggest part of the IT. Navis allows the containers in and out of the ports. And that is a system that actually has actually been as severely affected. The question, of course, we also ask, and I asked it again this morning as well, is why was there no support system? Why was there no backup? And I've been in industry for many years, and one of the things when Navis came on board, we all asked this huge question, what happens when Navis goes down? What happens when there are problems with the system? You know, do you have a support system? Oh, and the answer was, well, no, it won't happen type of thing, but now it's happened. And in the worst possible time from the South African economy, we cannot afford this. We really, really can. The jobs at stake. As I said before, our focus on the world state. Already, the World Bank has actually, you know, as we all know, have put us down with the top 350 or something like that on the list of ports. Which you know. So we
there are long term issues, and this short term issue makes those worse. Terry Gale, thank you very much indeed, Chairman of the Exporters Club Western Cape, an umbrella body for importers and exporters in the province.